بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I'm your brother Abu Jabir Abdullah bin Abdul with you this morning is a reflecting moment with the glorious Quran. Inshallah, we shall be reflecting upon the 88th verse of Surah Al-Hud, Quran chapter 11. Allah says, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي وَرَزَقَنِي مِنُهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا وما أريد أن أخالفكم إلى ما أنهاكم عنه إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. Allah tells us regarding Prophet Shuaib. He said, O my people, tell me, if I have a clear evidence from my Lord, and He's given me a good sustenance from Himself, shall I corrupt it by mixing it with the unlawfully earned money? I wish not, in contradiction to you, to do that which I forbid you. I only desire reform to the best of my power, and my guidance cannot come except from Allah. In Him I trust, and unto Him I repent. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what the pious people always desire. I, Prophet Shuaib alayhi salam, he said, Ma uridu an anhaakum an shay'in. I do not desire that I should forbid you from doing certain thing while I myself fall into doing it. The only thing that I desire, I fima amarakum bihi wa anhaakum an, in that which I command you to do and that which I forbid you from doing, is nothing other than, you know, a clear evidence, reform to the best of his power. Here, it is clear that the lesson we get from here is that we should not corrupt our sustenance by mixing it with unlawfully earned money. Secondly, we should strive as much as possible not to contradict ourselves. Whatever we preach, we practice upon it, and that we should desire reform to the best of our ability and equally depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It then means that none can be able to practice what he preaches unless he seeks for Allah's guidance and absolutely depends on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, none will ever be able to practice on what he preach. Whatever we have said that is consistent with the truth, may Allah reward us. Where we've made mistakes, may Allah forgive us. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.